The mandate of the UN peacekeeping force in South Lebanon, UNIFIL, is to be renewed in August, on the basis that the multinational force has a crucial role in ensuring the implementation of Resolution 1701. Once a long-term settlement is achieved on the border with Israel, diplomatic sources maintain. Caretaker Minister of Foreign Affairs Abdallah Bo Habib reportedly received a verbal approval from the United States, France, Russia and China, all of which are permanent members of the UN Security Council and have veto power, that no amendments will be made to UNIFIL's mandate as per the new renewal decision, and that the peacekeepers' mission will remain the same, as stipulated in last year's renewal. However, last year, China and Russia abstained from voting on the decision. According to the sources, the renewal will not be an easy task, contrary to what the Lebanese side believes. In fact, it is only a matter of time before the Americans, the French and the British insist on the necessity of giving more leeway to UNIFIL south of the Litani River, and allowing the Lebanese army to protect the force by prohibiting any side from getting in the way of its patrols, coordinated or not. The aim is to avoid incidents similar to the killing of the Irish soldier in December 2022, which the Lebanese authorities and judiciary dealt with neglectfully, eventually releasing the prime suspect who is said to be affiliated with Hezbollah. After all, the resolution in its current form allows UNIFIL freedom of movement anywhere. Still, according to the sources, amendments to UNIFIL's mission may be brought up in the upcoming phase, that is, when a ceasefire is declared and a settlement is reached, if ever, in the south. That being said, such amendments cannot be included under the current circumstances, given that the war is still raging and that the Lebanese authorities, influenced by Hezbollah, still refuse to discuss the matter for the time being. The diplomatic sources also highlighted the fact that neither the Americans nor the British or the French will accept that things go back to what they were before October 8 in South Lebanon. The three remain convinced that the Lebanese ought to be more serious about implementing Resolution 1701, and the army should play a more active role in preserving a safe and weapon-free area south of the Litani River. In return, these countries would commit to working with Israel towards an understanding aimed at resolving the disputed spots along the border with Lebanon, with the exception of the Sheba Farms, and putting a permanent end to all Israeli violations, which can only be guaranteed through a proper implementation of Resolution 1701 from the Lebanese side. Additional information shared by the diplomatic sources indicates that, this time, Resolution 1701 will be fully implemented, even if this means that amendments have to be made to the UNIFIL's mission. Finally, the sources added that the amendments in question would not be vetoed by Russia or China, because all sides want to keep UNIFIL south of the Litani, in order to preserve peace and security there.